This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, it's a golden glow for Team USA at the World Junior Hockey Championship. So we'll recap the tournament, including comments from Portland Winterhawks defenseman Seth Jones on the gold medal performance, and a look at Canada's disappointing fourth-place finish with former Red Deer Rebel Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. The Players of the Month for December have been decided, and we'll catch up with WHL Husky Player of the Month, Swiftcurrent Bronco forward Adam Lowry. As well, Anthony Bardero of the Prince Albert Raiders has been named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us later. The World Junior Hockey Championships concluding with an American gold medal. Team USA beat Sweden in the championship game in Ufa, Russia, 3-1 to knock off the defending champions. It's Team USA's third gold medal in history, winning back in 2010 as well as 2004. Portland Winterhawks defenseman Seth Jones was the lone WHLer on the team. He made a statement earlier in the tournament saying they were the best team at the event.
Luckily, my teammates, you know, didn't make me look like an idiot, and we had John Gibson in the pipes who really helped us out with that one, and you know, just from head to toe, from goalie to defense to forwards, it's just an unbelievable tournament for us.
As for Canada, it was a disappointing fourth-place finish. First time they've been held out of the medal since 1998 after losing to Russia in the bronze medal game 6-5 in overtime. Former Red Deer Rebel Ryan Nugent-Hopkins was named the tournament's top forward, collecting 15 points, but it was little consolation.
We battled hard, but I mean, it's obviously fourth is not something that Canada does.
Overall, Nugent-Hopkins feels they had the right team to win, especially after winning Group B, going 4-0.
We had a good character group of guys. I mean, there's a lot of skill, so I mean, when there's a lot of skill like that, it's sometimes tough to bond a group together, but I think we came together pretty fast.
Hey, congratulations to the U.S., this year's World Junior Hockey Champions. In total, 21 players from the Western Hockey League represented their country at the event. More international hockey. The World Under-17 Hockey Challenge has come to an end in Quebec. Team Pacific would go on to a fifth-place finish after beating Team Ontario in the fifth-place game, while Team West won its last game against Slovakia to place ninth. 19 players from the WHL represented Team Pacific, while 14 suited up for Team West.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. First overall pick of the Edmonton Oilers and Red Deer Rebel center, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
I think it's the highest level of competition out there. The arenas that you play in the WHL kind of get you used to what it would be like in the NHL.
Nugent-Hopkins with a one-time blast!
The Edmonton Oilers are so proud to select from the Red Deer Rebels, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
My path to the National Hockey League begins in the WHL.
The Western Hockey League, where your future starts now. From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Kelowna Rockets goaltender Jordan Cook is the Vaughan WHL Goaltender of the Month for December. Cook was a perfect 6-0, allowing just 12 goals with a .908 save percentage. Meanwhile, Swiftcurrent Bronco forward Adam Lowry is the Husky WHL Player of the Month. Lowry scored 13 goals and added 8 assists to go along with a +7 rating. Voice of the Broncos, Sean Mullen, has more.
December is quite a month for you, probably the best month you've had in your career. So as you reflect on that, what do you think has happened with your game? You mentioned that you felt like a lot of it's just confidence, but how do you feel out there? Do you feel any different when you're producing at a level that you've never produced at before?
I just think me and Gordo and then Caver lately and Lundy early on, and we just kind of got on the same page. And you know, early in the season, there was times where we'd get those chances and we wouldn't score, and now they just seem to be all going in the net for us. And you know, some of it has to do with puck luck, and I think we're creating some more chances than we were earlier. I think that's us using our size down low and going in the net a little harder than before.
Certainly, though, when you're able to produce quite at that level, I mean, some of it's puck luck, some of it's going to the net, but do you just feel like you found maybe a bit of an extra gear? Do you feel like it's something you can sustain, not necessarily quite at that level, but close to it?
Yeah, I feel definitely more comfortable out there in the last 20 or so games than I did in the first few. I know coming back into this year, it was going to be a little bit of a time lag to kind of just try and get caught up to where I'd left off last year, and you know, I know just trying to get back into the things and making that switch to center, it was an adjustment period, and now that I think that I've adjusted to it and I'm a lot more comfortable playing down the middle of the ice, that, you know, it's opened up the ice for me, it's allowed me to kind of use both sides of the ice, and I think you know, that's helped contribute to where my production is right now.
Just lastly, why do you think the combination with Cave and Gordon has worked so far this month? I mean, the five games you guys have played together, you put up terrific totals so far.
Well, I think Gordo started to find his stride. I know, you know, he was getting some unlucky bounces early on, and you know, pucks didn't seem to be going in for him. And lately, you know, he's been able to get that scoring that he had last year. And then Caver coming onto our line, you know, him and Gordo are both extremely smart players, and I think Caver's got really underrated skill set, and you know, he's able to use his smarts and his skill to, you know, utilize us, and we're able to find him. And I think we've just really clicked.
All right, thanks a lot, Adam.
Thank you.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Prince Albert Raider forward Anthony Bardero. Bardero from Delta, BC, had 7 points in a pair of Raider wins. Drew Wilson sat down with him.
Anthony Bardero, Denny's WHL Player of the Week, 7 points, 4 goals, 3 assists. How much of your season has been building up to a weekend like that?
Yeah, I think for a long time I've had people telling me, you know, the bounces are going to come, the goals are going to come, the points are going to come. And, you know, we talked a lot in previous interviews about how maybe my point production wasn't good enough and, you know, how I've been working hard at it, but it maybe just wasn't happening for me yet. So a weekend like this, it really maybe gets the ball rolling for me. And if nothing else, it just gives me a bit of confidence to help the team now.
Anthony, you had a tough stretch. There was a 6-game stretch without a point, but you seemed very focused. You didn't seem to get, or you didn't seem to overreact to it. Was that one of the keys to breaking through?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think we have a really good support system here. I mean, the guys on the team, especially Mark and, you know, Leon, guys that have been in that situation before. And then we got a lot of good coaches and good staff that really kept me in a positive mindset, you know, made sure that I didn't dig myself into a hole and wind up in a tailspin for the rest of the season. I mean, they took the time personally to talk to me one-on-one and make sure that I, you know, kept my spirits up and knew that I wasn't hurting the team. I just maybe wasn't scoring as much as they wanted, but, you know, I just had to keep things straight and keep working hard, and that's what my mindset was instead of getting frustrated.
How much has your experience been also the team experience overall, where there have been peaks and valleys, but things have gone extremely well?
Yeah, I mean, every team's going to have their ups and downs, but, you know, things are well here, like things are going well here. We have a really good group, and obviously we're going to have our hardships throughout the season, but you know, you just got to kind of keep that same mindset, stay positive and keep working throughout the season.
And I think back to the first game back in the first half, a big home and home series against the Saskatoon Blades. You're in first place, it's a packed house. What was the atmosphere like coming back?
That was amazing. We were talking about it all day before we even got to the rink. There was a packed house tonight, and you know, standing room only. Guys were going to get tickets for friends and stuff, and they could barely get any from the front office. It was unreal. It was a great feeling. We came in after Christmas, and to see that kind of support, you know, right after Christmas, and to have people buying our jerseys at the auction. I mean, people just spent tons of money buying gifts and doing all that, and they still want to take the time to help us in that way. So, you know, the fans here are unbelievable, and that atmosphere was a big reason why we were able to pull through in the end.
Anthony, congratulations on a great week.
Thank you.
Man, that's the show. Want to say special thanks to both Sean Mullen and Swift Kurt, as well as Drew Wilson and Prince Albert for their help. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.